Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming in this morning. We have Clyde here as our first speaker, and he's going to talk to us about Chapter 8 from Lee Hoffman's book. So, Clyde, ready? Take it over.
Okay. Is this seeable by anybody, or do I need to make them bigger?
Yeah, but please
talk about what's up there
because
it isn't so clear. In other words, don't assume that we can read it.
Okay.
It's difficult to read
it
here.
The bold I can read,
the other one
I can't.
Okay, this is the PDF file that was made, I guess, a few years ago. So what I'll do is I'll go in to preferences, program options, and make some changes, and just follow along here. Preferences, program options. As we can see here, data entry is one of them. And minimum and maximum font sizes, 15 and 18, so I'll change those. And go to lists, which is 14:14. I'll keep it 15:15. Object Explorer, make 12. And other, I'll put up to 14. How's that?
Better.
Much better. Save that as a new layout.
Yeah, over there, see? And we'll call it. Okay, so actually start with the, this is Google Earth, by the way, and this is, if I click on the pin, you can see that some Coon and Moby ancestors are buried here. You can go in and modify this if you want to. All you have to do is obviously right click on the pin, generate properties, and type in whatever you want. This is, I buy my gas down there off of Route 234. I notice that all the time. Turns out that the Coon just recently married my sister in the last couple of years. She and he went to high school, same class, everything. They were both in the band. She didn't know him at all. There's some interesting stories over the years. And they found that on Facebook, of all places. Okay, so, and this is Marvin the Martian, taken by Curiosity on the planet Mars. And it's, as you can see up here, there's some attribution given to George Takei, which is Sulu, Star Trek thing. Okay, so much for the fun stuff. Okay, this morning we're going to look at some of the concepts of TMG. Most of you probably know this, you could probably do the same thing. It comes from Chapter 8 out of this book, which a lot of you may have in PDF form. And one of the first things that we talk about when we come into TMG is actually any genealogy database, is people and relationships. The TMG is designed to help the researcher, genealogist, perform their research, obviously, to record and examine data about the people that they're interested in. And TMD is generally focused around what we call the focus person, obviously, or the subject, sometimes referred to. Five of the seven windows available in TMD are about the subject. Major windows and details window has three views, person, family, and tree. We'll look at those in a minute here. Four of the other five windows are flags, children, siblings, and image. And when you saw what I put up, I didn't have flags, but I can click on the flags button up here at the top, and the flags will appear. But currently, I'm not too interested in that. You can also stick them over here in this area of the details window. And like I said, that's the person view. This is the family view. And with these fonts, you can't see a whole lot of it. You can't see a really whole lot of it, can you? And the tree view is me and my ancestors. I don't have a whole lot in this particular database. As a matter of fact, my mother died a few years ago, and I haven't updated the database in it. Okay, so that's basically the layout of the screen. Some people don't want to, or most people do have children. Some people don't, or do have siblings, but they may not want this particular window to display, so you can just click in the column or click in the back again. And some people may have image. We do know that in the sample database, good old Frank has an image, and it usually comes up. So anyway, that's one of the things that you can look at. Okay, chapter 5 of this book talks about customizing the data, and we'll be discussing that as just a reference. You can see that tags can be used to link to more than one person. Most of the information about the subject or the focus person is detailed and is recorded in tags, and they all appear in the person view, as we just saw. Flags are generally not useful for basic information. However, a major exception is the gender or the sex of the subject. It's recorded in a flag and appears in a flag window. As I noted before, the flags are not part of the normal layout. You access it via the menu or, like I did, via one of the buttons that I have at the top of the screen. Other information may be recorded in the flag, and we've seen that in previous presentations here, where particularly the reunion presentation a few months ago. Flags are used for intermediate output and useful for that particular thing. Also, you can access the flags via the menu. Other information, as I said, may be recorded in the flag. Everybody has the same flags, whereas everybody does not have the same tags, same information in their tags. Flags are mainly used for the analysis of your data, such as the birth order flag, as we saw earlier. And flags is there to simplify the grouping of people for accents and filters, and that's described in Chapter 11 of Getting the Most Out of the Master Genealogist book.
Could you explain that again, that last point about grouping for accents and filters? I understand it's explained in a different chapter, but could you summarize what that means?
Grouping for accents and filters. Okay, you may want to. So let's. Hopefully, I can remember. Do some work here on the fly. We went to filter. One of the places that filters use is, All right. What was your question again?
I think I understand generally about filters, although I'd love to see an example of it. I was wondering about accents, how flags help you group by accents.
Okay, usually those things happen in a report as a secondary output. You can see on the report definition screen, one of the options is to use a filter group, and PNG comes predefined with a lot of different filters, and then over the years we've added a few more. We can see that Mike Nolan's ancestors are there. Currently don't have a focus group. You can also use selected people in the project explorer. That's kind of like a filter, but not really. Obviously, you can use all people. Report definition, screen preview, the properties, let's see my third through there. Options, secondary output. Do a change flag, for instance. And of course, we have to have a flag defined in order to change its value. But if we run a filter on a certain segment of our database, of our data set, and one of the examples we used in the past few weeks was concerning the leading thing, then we can set that to either yes, no, instead of leaving it as question mark. I'm not going to do that right now. Did that answer your question, or is there?
I have a more general understanding of what it is. Maybe we'll get just some specific, somebody might be able to do a specific example of how the flag can help you group by accent. But that, please go on with the presentation. I'm interested in that. If you're on course.
Come back to it at the break or right before the break. Okay, so those are tags and flags. For tags, you can enter a source. The flags, no, they're just values. However, if you do want to enter a source for a flag, then what you do is you enter a custom, you create a custom tag so that you can then enter a source for that tag. Okay, back to tags and flags here on slide number 4. On the tag type, those tags are classified into tag groups. Let me go ahead and pull one up. Okay, if we say tools, master tag type list, you can see that currently the filter is all groups, and so all of them are being listed. Okay, we can filter, say, on birth, and we get a group of this 8 or 9 tags. Control B is what that little thing means. That's a shortcut for bringing up a birth tag. The remaining tag groups, as you can see here, there's name, relationship, birth, death, burial, marriage, divorce, history, address, and other. Remaining tag groups are collectively called event flags. Okay, so they do not necessarily record real world events in the ordinary use of the word event. Five events are associated with real life events. Birth, death, burial, marriage, and divorce. The other three groups or event tags are our address, history, and other. Other is the name of an event group. We saw that over here in PMG. We go to the other event. That's the one that's got the largest number of tags and basically is a catch-all for everything else. Whereas all the other event groups are really a small number of tags. We'll come back to the relationship in a minute or later on. Divorce FLs, divorce file. History, there's only one history tag in the history group. We'll discuss that a little bit later too. So we have these things, tag groups are skipped in filtering. And the implication of using particular tag groups, we'll see later. The automatic relation tag is not really a tag, even though it displays in the tag box. And you can select it, and I'll show you how to do that here in a minute. Okay, we don't have it currently, but we go to preferences. Current project options. Other, and that's supposed to be, I guess, up here. The automatic relation tag. So we'll apply that. Hello? Light doesn't come on. I think you can hear me if I speak loud enough. Okay, so I set the relation tag over here on preferences, current project options, other. Click on set automatic relation tag. Of course, it didn't take the first time because I forgot to tell what the focus person was. And I'll put the focus person as number one, which is my grandfather. So now we see a relation tag, which is really not a tag, but as you can see, I'm the grandson of Jesse Lloyd Roby. And if you go to my mother, she's not related to him at all, but, well, I guess she is. She's the daughter-in-law of that person.
Grandfather.
No, she's the daughter-in-law. She married my dad. My dad's the son. I'm the grandson, so she's the daughter-in-law. That's the way that works, isn't it? When you marry a son, you're then the daughter-in-law. Yes, ma'am.
I may have missed something because I've only been able to do my relationship to all of these other people, but I've never didn't realize that you could do somebody else's relationship to somebody else.
Well, it's actually, you set the person up over here. You say automatic relation tag, and then you enter the person who the people are to be related to, okay?
Rather than to me, my number, it could be...
It could be, in this case, it's my grandfather.
Got it. Oh,
okay?
Right. Thank you.
That's who number one is in this particular database.
You can also do a report, a relationship report. You can show, you can plug in two numbers.
Oh,
Right, yeah, okay, let me see. Relationship, well, not chart. Well, I guess it is. We'll do that, right. Okay, back to the slides here. The next one down is number 5, projects and data sets. We're not going to go into detail about this, but basically a project contains one or more data sets. Like many of its predecessors in the TMG family line, data sets are insulated within or from each other within a project. However, you can copy and move, copy and or move people within data sets within a project, or between data sets within a project. Okay, one of the big things about TMG is that on tags, everyone has to have at least one principal. I'm sorry, on event tags, everyone has to have at least one principal, and sometimes two. An example of that is marriage. All event tags may have one or more witnesses. May have. They don't have to have any. And on the history tags, there are no principals on that. They do not have to have a principal. So, what is the principal? The principal is the chief person or the chief participant in an event. Obviously, in a birth, the chief participant would be whoever was born. In a marriage, the chief participants are the groom and the bride. Principal is the default role on the tag entry screen for event tags. Roles are discussed in a couple other chapters in the book, and we're not going to look into that today. A witness, definition of a witness in TMG is a person who is associated with an event tag, in some way other than as a principal. Okay, so if you're not a principal, you're on a tag, you're a witness on that tag. So we see that a witness is not necessarily an actual witness to an event. A witness is entered on the other witnesses tab of a tag entry screen. We're going to look at that in a minute here. The default role on the add witness screen is witness, and we'll see that. For example, okay, so if I go to this marriage tag, okay, you can see it's got two principals, the bride and the groom, me and my wife, and the information here is where it was and when it was. You know, there are several other witnesses, obviously, to a marriage. So let me add one, just to show you what happens. Okay, we're going to add a new witness, and this witness is my aunt, Helen Ruth Roby. We call her Aunt Ruth. She doesn't go by her name Helen. Or didn't go by her name Helen. Doesn't go by her name Helen. She's still alive. So she's a witness now. And we close that. And if we bring it up again, of course, there she is as a witness. And we could add more witnesses there. Aunt Ruth was, obviously, my uncle was there, cousins, and other people were there, but one usually doesn't list everything unless you really want to. I don't want to, anyway. And since I am the master. Okay, this is basically everywhere where witnesses are mentioned in TMG. This is a nice little chart. It's in the book, and it's small enough that when I write the article for the newsletter, I'll include it. You probably can't see it, but basically it lays out the various expressions that use the word witness, whether it's capitalized or not, in TMG, There are certain places where TMG, as you can see, uses the term witness to signify anyone associated with a tag, and then other places it uses the role of witness. Okay, so for most tag groups, a principal can only have one primary tag. We saw that, we see that back in here. Let me do this. You'll see some observations here in the next few slides, some tips about certain things, and some restrictions that are on primary tags. So I said before, a principal can only have one. Primary tags can be used to customize output, and we're going to look at some of the things to get around some of the restrictions. First of all, in the name group, we see that there's only one name tag that can be primary. However, I can add other name tags from the name group. We go to the name group rather than have all groups. And I'm going to add a nickname tag. Okay, so I have, as you can see, there's a name nick tag, and my nickname was CG. I'm a junior. My mom called me instead of Clyde or Clyde Jr. C and G are the names of the first middle initials of both mine and my dad's names. So everybody in my family calls me CG. Everyone else calls me Clyde. Okay, so if I didn't want Clyde Van Roby Jr. to be the primary name by which I'm known by, I could go down here, click on the name nick tag, and click or type the asterisk key. So now, as you can see, since there wasn't anything in the name tag on that name tag, it doesn't come up, but it's still me. And now my name var tag, as you can see, has been changed. What it was before, Clyde Glenn Roby Jr. Since I don't want to be named or known as by my nickname, I'll change it back by hitting the star or the asterisk key. And in some places, TMG infers a missing name. If either the given name or a surname is of another name tag that is not primary is missing, then TMG infers the missing name and uses that on some reports. Also, the specific name can be associated with each event tag for reports. The primary name is used in most reports, but if you wanted to, you could use other name vars or name nicks or other things on certain reports. For example, you might want to use the real name, primary name, on marriage tags, but you might want to use a nickname on other family event tags. Let me add another marriage tag. And again, we'll have the same participants, me and my wife. Sorry, I didn't memorize her ID number here. And we'll, one of the reasons that you might want an additional tag is that somewhere along the line it may have been recorded or somebody might have written it down, particularly an older relative saying that instead of getting married on June 1st, we got married on July 1st. Of course, we all see some of this, not perhaps in our own, but in ancestors who we've been researching, we come across different places where we find information, and we want to keep that information around. One way to do it is to have multiple tags. And then if we found out later that indeed we were married on July of this year, of this particular year, we can make that the primary marriage tag.
In the Czech Republic, and this is probably in the last decade, they basically can get married, but only at the civil office. So what some couples elect to do is, okay, we'll get married at the civil office, so that's marriage one or prime marriage. But then for show and tell with all the relatives, whatever, they'll select their church or wherever they're going to be, and they host a makeshift ceremony, so to speak. So
right.
I guess you could call that marriage too.
Is that what happened to your...
Yes, yeah. My daughter was married in the town office in Italy and then religious service 3 days later. So which is the marriage? Which marriage, whether you're... And I guess it's just up to you as to which you want to call. Officially, they were married a certain date in terms of family traditions and as far as the rest of us were concerned, they were married at the ceremony 3 days later. But I don't know whether you would want to have a second tag. I suppose you could.
Yeah, you could have two tags. One would be, depending on how formal you wanted to be, you could say that the civil ceremony, that's where the recording of the marriage certificate and everything else was, as the primary. Or if your family is more religious, you could have the religious ceremony, which was held 3 days later, being the primary one, and the other one being the marriage other, or the marriage two tag in this case.
After the fact, you can just see when they celebrate their wedding anniversary.
Next year, we'll see. Jan?
You could also do one of those combined sentences and say, and have the tags read, they were married at the civil ceremony on XYZA. The
religious ceremony occurred on the
other, and you can combine those into one sentence using that concatenation.
Yes. That feature that you can use. Yeah, that's one way. But of course, another way to do it even is to put that information in the memo field and have that part of the sentence also. You are the master. Okay, so TMG recognizes only parent-child relationships as far as, that's the way that whole genealogies go. Everyone has a father and mother. The primary father and mother of the subject appear in the upper left box of the details tag or details screen, so you can see it here. That's me, my father, is Clyde Van Roby, and my mother is Irene Jean Richardson. The primary parent-child relationship is contained in the primary relationship tag group, and we saw that. And we also can see in this group that we can do other kinds of relationships among children, daughters, fathers, sons, mothers, and that is what's called, well, you can see that the DAU or SON-bio is the physical or the biological relationship. We have two daughters, they're biologically ours. But you can have others, as we saw in that list. You can have adopted or foster children or stepchildren or even God children. Or and the opposite relationship, you can be foster parents or step parents or godparents. TMG uses the primary relationship tags for all generation-to-generation processing, and this is how they determine the processing of lineages and how you're related to one another, the kinship. The standard bio tags are intended to cover most parent-child relationships, but as we see here, you have these others, relationship tags for special situations involving adoption, foster, chaplain, step, and godparent relationships. And TMG, if you put these in and you make them primary, then that's what TMG will use, exactly like the bio relationships, the biological relationships.
Slide question. Mm-hmm. On the previous slide, there was a caution about non-blood relationships. Was that what you just covered by saying that they would be included in the lineage rather than the bio?
Right. Exactly.
But Mike, it is true that you have to select one of these parents to be the primary parent for all of the. I mean, a child could have in his tag his biological parent, his adoptive parent, but one of them has to be selected as the.
Right, is the one used in the ancestral descendant line. Yeah. This is used primarily in places where people get kicked out of families. Yeah, once you become, and also in adoptions, if you adopt a child, then basically you treat it as if that child were your biological child, and from that point on, until they decide to become a genealogical researcher and determine their real birth parents and all this other stuff. So that's anyway.
I'm cautious about the non-blood relationships. I guess if you want to run certain reports and you want to say if you're a non-blood, adopted, or whatever, that you want to exclude those for some certain reason, my question, I guess, really is which switches do you want to turn on and which switches do you want to turn off? Depends on what your goal is to accomplish.
Let's see if there's anything up here.
There is an adopted flag. Okay, so if you've got the adopted flag set at yes, when you run your report to run your, you could exclude anybody who has an adopted flag.
Okay, so unfortunately, you don't get to choose which tag types that you want to include or exclude individually. But it's on all or nothing. It's on this report, which is an individual narrative. You could choose to exclude. Except it's not there. Yeah, that's right.
Limit exclude people who are adopted.
What? But, yeah, she was saying that there's a possibility in filters to exclude adopted or step, whatever the relationship.
You know.
Okay, so back to this. Okay, the birth group. Way back when, let's go to it. Birth group contains as you can see, the birth group contains a christening tag as well as a baptism tag. And in many places, this is a religious event and usually occurs in some religious organizations shortly after the child is born. And it could be the only record that is around, particularly older than, well, I guess a couple of centuries or older. It may even be done today. That's sometimes used in place of the birth tag. And so you put the baptism flag or the christening flag tag in your on your detail screen and hit the asterisk key, and that becomes the primary tag for birth because it's part of the birth group. And then when you actually find a birth record, if you do, then you can change it, add the birth tag and change it to make it primary. However, there are some places where if you do have a birth, a real birth and a baptism, but you want to use them both, you have to basically set up a non-standard tag in the other group to say baptism or something, if you want them both to appear, because only one or the other will appear in some of these reports. Okay, a death group, as we see over here. Just has two tags, death and death two. The cause of death is usually entered in the death tag, and it's in the memo of the death tag, and you see that death tag is a primary tag. And there's a caution in the book here that said it's unwise to use to create additional tags in the death group list except as a way of providing an alternate sentence. And then they referred you to chapter 6 about sentence structure over there. So basically, you just use the one death tag.
That's because you should be putting all the burial information, cremation, and all of that under the death group.
Paul mentioned something about putting other information in tags under the burial. There's another group called the burial group, and there's a burial tag, and then we see here there's also a probate tag, and this is where you put information concerning where people were buried, or in cases where the estate is probated, you can put that in there too. Yeah, this is the burial group, and there it is.
Yeah,
burial is a post-death thing too.
Yeah, I've got
cremation as well as probate.
Right. Today, there's more, instead of burials, there's a lot more cremations that occur. So you could add another tag here to the birth, to the burial group, and call it cremation.
Another one you might add there is a memorial tag. Let's say it's military, it's called the funeral tag. Actually, the burial tag would be for a month or so waiting to get into Arlington. They would have a memorial service later on to have a funeral.
Yeah, memorial services, a memorial tag is a good one to add to this group too. Not only for military memorials, and then they have their burials, like you said, later at a national cemetery, Arlington being the one that's closest around here. But also, we just had a friend who died. They died here. Their memorial service was down in Alabama, and their burial was in, I don't know whether it was here or in another state. So all three of those events associated with the death of a person can be included on the details tag screen.
So, Clyde, while we're talking about death, has anybody done anything with cause of death? One family they have a large number of children, they're all dying in the fall, and I have a feeling that there's something going on with the city water or something.
Okay, one of the things that I've noticed, obviously you can stick that in the memo field, information about that. Now, if it's like you suggested, that several family members seem to die in the fall, then you could probably make a flag associated with that and put the flag on those particular members of your project, of your database.
Or you can add a role which includes the memo field that says the cause of death was, whatever, and then fill that in your memo, and then it'll plug it into your
thing.
A role?
A role. A role doesn't have to be what we think of as a person. A role can be basically anything. What Jan is suggesting is that you can make the cause of death a role and part of the sentence. Right.
Or if you have an obituary, you have an obituary tag that sometimes says the cause of death.
I would use that as a source instead of a tag.
Okay.
But you are the master. Okay, the marriage group, there's only one primary tag in the marriage group, that's marriage. However, TMG has several standard tags in the marriage group. Let's go over there and look at that. Right click, by the way, that's what I'm going to get over here. Right click is your friend, so use it. Yeah, there are several others you can see. There's the marriage license, marriage contract, and for marriage bands, this was way in the past. I don't think it's still around. Marriage settlement, and so forth. Marriage bands are still?
Sure.
All right. I learned something new today. Okay, so as we see, for any pair of principals, there can only be one primary tag. For the marriage group, TMG has several standard tags we just saw. Special treatment may be needed, or while it's unnecessary to enter new tags for unmarried people, on the family group sheets, the relationship will appear as if it were a marriage, regardless of whether or not there is a marriage group tag involved. In other words, if my father had a mistress and had a child, then that child would still be there with the father and the mistress, but there would not be a marriage tag, but it would be treated like as a marriage tag on certain reports. Today we have more marriage-like partnerships, and so you can have a custom liaison tag in the marriage group. As we saw in the marriage group, that was not one of them, but you can add one add a new tag to that group. And I mean, you can call them anything, but liaison is liaison. You noticed over here that engagement, yeah, there's engagement. So if we wanted to, we could make the engagement the primary tag from the marriage group if we wanted to. And I understand that in the past, in certain religious groups, engagement was effectively the marriage. And then the marriage ceremony came later. Could be an incorrect understanding, but anyway. Paul.
Has TMG figured out a way to handle situations where some kids today consider that they have two fathers or two mothers?
I don't think TMG has handled that case yet.
No. What I've done, like I have a cousin whose daughter has two children she gave birth to, but I also have listed that her partner is, and that partner has children, but it's kind of that I can't figure out how to get say that both women are the mothers of these children, the one that's the biological mother, and I've created a tag for partner. And then you can just, I can probably figure out something to do at some point if I want you to get it. They probably, the other parents probably, I guess, adopted.
Right.
So if you can do something like that.
Yeah, that occurs in male-female relationship marriages too. Is if you marry somebody and become a step parent, then you can adopt the stepchildren, and they can even take your name if it's
demanded. But TMG basically assumes a male and female as parents.
Exactly.
And doesn't really account for the possibility that there be two of the same sex.
It's a biological, children are born biologically between a man and a woman. Now the relationship between other people, in today's world, that's today's world.
You can always write a sentence.
That's right.
You can always write a
sentence. Excuse me. Okay, and we have the divorce group. And there's only two tags that TMG gives, the divorce and the divorce filing tag. However, you can put anything in there. For instance, examples of additional tags that you might want to put in here are annulments or separation. Today, legal separation is similar to a divorcement. And annulments, I think historically, although I may be wrong, historically come from religious groups too.
Why the divorce
file?
What does that mean?
You have filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Date, right. Usually there's I don't know. Haven't been around anybody in my family recently, although I know I have several cousins that have divorced, but I don't know what the sequence of things is. I assume you file for divorce first, and then the divorce becomes finalized at some later date due to some court proceeding.
I was thinking about the file because, of course, my parents, when I was a baby, divorced, and I was able to get that filed in Washington, D.C., in the district. So I guess I was thinking about, you know, file the papers and what have you, not the date.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, my mother and father separated at some point in time. I don't know when the date was, but it was a separation. Never went through a divorce or anything like that. It's getting close to end time. Let me see what this next... Yes.
Where do you handle the kids from a divorce?
They're step parents. Oh, the kids from a divorce? Yeah, they don't do anything. They may live with one parent or another, but that's or with a new parent with a one parent's new spouse, which becomes a step spouse.
So there should be something after for the kid. No. Surname or whatever.
No. If they're adopted by the new spouse, then obviously they have a name change.
And you can create an adopted tag.
Right.
Okay, and what it says is the adopted tag that says so and so adopted.
And I was, well, one thing when the divorce is okay, there's like a D surname or whatever, or if the kids go with the mother and the mother elects to go back to a maiden name or whatever, then the kids. Yeah, there's a question here. Now, do the kids' surname change? Or no.
Only if it's done legally. The surname, or the kids of the kids' surname stays the same. I've got several cousins whose names didn't change. A few cousins whose names didn't change when their parents got divorced.
But they can change them.
The original biological name should stay the same, but you know it's.
Well, what's their biological name? Okay. It's what you, the master, decide what it is.
The parents stay the same. You can put in a name tag or a name change.
Right, name bar.
If they're adopted by a subsequent step parent, okay, then you know who marries the spouse, you can change, and they change their name, and you can put in a name change tag.
While she
remarries
and takes care of this
collage. But you're not going to change the bio because he's still not related to by
one. Yeah, over here in the relationship group, you can see this is where all this is. Child bio, you know, we have our two daughters, our daughter bios. But here's a stepdaughter. Here's the...
Part of the problem is you don't have any sentences that are associated with the, relationship tag.
Right.
So you can't put it there. You have to create a tag to tell people about it because there's no sentence associated with those tags.
What I did two different. Because I was the only child born, and then when my mother remarried or my dad remarried, I made different. Like I did a blue sheet. And was that the right way to do it on? But then I had half sisters and half brothers, and I just did them in a different family.
Yeah, if your parent, getting off subject here, if your parent remarries and has another child, then you're a half,
right, half
relation to that new child. No, there's not.
And I guess, I remember trying to include myself on the second.
You can't end up on the same family group sheet because each of your family group sheet is.
Or a single mother and a single father.
Each.
Pair, each pair.
But if there's two marriages for the person who's the one you're creating the report for, then two family group sheets will print. So for example, if you run a family group sheet for a mother who had two marriages and children in both marriages, you'll get two family group sheets, one for each husband.
Right.
Well, I have a kid, stepmother and a stepfather. And
well, then you might have four family group sheets.
Well, like it was all very embarrassing. One of the good things about BCF is you can run it different ways and then take them and copy them together to get a chart that shows you where to go. Because it's got the flexibility.
Yeah, I'm going to go through one more and then we'll call it quits today. The history tag, or the history group, only has one tag, the history tag, and it has a special purpose. And let me go over here and let's to TMG, and I will add going to add a history tag. I don't want a tag type. Okay, and I'm going to put, and I think this date is right. Okay, notice that it did not come up and say this is a history tag. It came up and said that I was a witness. Remember what TMG uses witness for all sorts of things. I was a witness. This is a history. And if you saw everything here, this would be the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Effectively, the history, yes?
I have 5 history tags, and I don't know how they got there. So my question is, having entered that, how do you delete it?
You just do a right-click on the thing, on the tag, and say, delete this tag.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do? And I'll just do that.
Are you talking about a tag?
Right.
I want to delete that.
Then you say yes, and it goes away.
Okay, that one's gone. Okay, thank you. Give it a try.
Okay. On this slide back here, you can effectively see the history as a one event timeline. Okay, we didn't get into timelines. That would be another topic that I'll get into, but not today. So, any questions? Timelines are nice. I'll show you just to whet your appetite here. I want to show timeline events. Okay, my current timeline events is basically when the states were admitted to the Union. And during my lifetime, only Alaska and Hawaii were. Okay.
On the history tags, I actually created, because I had a bunch of folks who ended up talking about the Civil War together, I ended up writing through them and putting them in a history tag for some of them. That I call battles, and then attach all the different people who were associated with that to the same tag. But nobody was really primary, so I thought this would work okay.
That's a good way to do that. Yes.
You attach them as witnesses to that.
To the
battle tag. Was it? I think you had many different battle tags, different battles during the Civil War.
Yeah. I just took the
babies. I did. Okay. Of course, you are the master, and what you determine to be a big battle in the Civil War is different from what I might say is a big battle. Okay, so are there any other questions or comments? So if we continue this in a future month, it's going to be short. Okay, thank you.